Rosie, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, it's great to be here. Thanks, Jules.
No worries. So this is an immersive theatre experience set in the restaurants and arcades of Blacktown. Can you kind of elaborate on how that works for an audience?
Look, everyone kind of gathers at the beginning of the night together, and we sort of start the whole experience in the first public school built in Blacktown, and listen to an Aboriginal elder kind of talk through some of the memories of the place. And then the group kind of splits up into three groups, and each group then has their own host. And basically you begin to navigate the streets of Blacktown, and your host will kind of guide you to where you're going and how you get there. And, you'll land in a Chinese restaurant and experience one particular work, which is the Nightline, which is an immersive kind of audio experience, documentary audio experience. It's been made by a series of phone calls that have been left on a phone line between midnight and 6 a.m., and that's the work of Roslyn Odes and Bob Scott. It's a really beautiful work. There's works happening in Blacktown Mall, which is where the first Blacktown cinema was. And audiences kind of move through the streets, and you know, you kind of discover works in different spaces and places.
Wow, that's awesome. And so it sounds like a huge collaborative effort. How did it all kind of come together?
Slowly. I mean, we started working on it about 2 years ago. But, I mean, we're doing this with our longtime partner, Blacktown Arts. So we've been kind of working with them doing really, you know, site-based works for about 12 years now. The last one we did was a couple of years ago called Home Country, where together we took over a multi-level story car park in Blacktown and presented a work across each of the levels of that car park and a big feast for people. It was called Home Country. So I guess coming off the back of that, it was like, okay, you know, this people of Blacktown, they really loved Home Country and just sort of said, what are you doing next here? And it's like, well, actually, you know, we could think about doing something across the city. So we invited a bunch of artists to kind of come and have a residency in Blacktown, collaborate with local people, a lot of young people actually we collaborated with, a lot of high school students, a lot of people in the project and process of doing their HSC at the moment, which is really interesting. The works have been kind of in development over the last two or so years. So,
wow, that is
yeah,
a lot
and
work.
I mean, you know, yeah, and I mean, I think, you know, we often kind of travel into the city to kind of see things. But, you know, Western Sydney, well, Blacktown, I don't want to kind of just say Western Sydney, but Blacktown or each kind of city centre in Western Sydney is just really, yeah, it's lots of really interesting architecture and lots of really interesting spaces and places. And because there's not so many venues or cultural precincts kind of in Western Sydney, you can be a bit more, explorative and experimental about where you're presenting your work and where you kind of choose as a venue. And so when you're working place-based, you very much then connect with, yeah, you know, that place, that architecture, that kind of becomes the visual aesthetic for the whole work. So it's, it's a really, you know, I really enjoy making work in this way.
Yeah, it's like a blank canvas in a way.
It's different to the city, Sydney City, you know, because it's, I don't know, people, not a lot of stuff happens publicly, I guess, in Western Sydney. So we're really public. Mm. You know, like Blacktown Mall is a really big fruit and veggie shop, like a really big fruit and veggie shop. And, you know, we've been weaving trampolines in there. You know, we've had like a drummer in there. I mean, we've set up kind of these two rows of old bus seats, and people just kind of finish their shopping and sit and watch our rehearsal. Like, it's quite a different way to kind of have an artistic practice and make work because... yeah, it's all public. And so you meet a lot of people when you make work this way as well, which is really, it's just really inspiring, actually.
I guess you're also attracting a different kind of crowd, because if it's not first and foremostly, you know, a cultural precinct, then people who are just wandering around, as you said, you know, finishing their shopping will just see woven trampolines and kind of be intrigued by that. I can only imagine. And we'll get back to the woven trampolines in a second. I just wanted to comment on how Blacktown is evolving culturally and artistically. How would you say, you know, I'm not sure if you know its history, but how would you say it has evolved over the years? Is it heading towards more of this direction?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the work that Blacktown Arts does, I think, is really incredible. You know, they have such a rigorous process of how they work with community in a contemporary way. It's not a big art centre, but their output is just really phenomenal. And you know, this and something like Right Here, Right Now, or Home Country, or a few years back, we also made a film documentary with Blacktown Arts and screened it at the train station, actually. You know, it's you know, keeping on pushing contemporary, you know, because there's so many different different sorts of communities, you know, and I don't just mean that a community connected with your cultural background, but, you know, broadly, like different communities. And you can sometimes, you know, to make bridges or to crisscross over different communities, working in a contemporary collaborative way publicly is one way you can kind of do that, because it's open for everyone to kind of participate. Mm. Yeah, and I think, you know, this practice is the way kind of moving forward, really. Yeah,
sure.
I think anyway.
Sure, and you also, you know, you have the First Nations acknowledgement there as well, and a general appreciation of the area. So that's great as well. Just lastly, how durable are the handmade trampolines? Can festival goers have a go? Jumping off?
Well, yeah, no, they're lying on it. Two boys actually came to the fruit shop today and just jumped right on them, which, you know, technically, but no, it was fine. Look, they're performed on, they're pretty robust, you know, I mean, it's pretty strong weaving. And, yeah, no, they're strong. But punters who come can admire the fine work up close, but actually they're not able to jump on them.
Mm. Right, yeah. Great. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Rosie, and it sounds like a great festival. Everyone should head down.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thanks. Have a good afternoon.